to us here on 7.3. Hope you're doing well. And maybe you're a fan of the Emmys. You care about that stuff. It's very big. It's very bold. It's very beautiful. It's happening right now in America. I think it might have almost just wrapped up. And to help us dissect the results, our pop culture expert, Simon Marauder. Simon, editor of Student Edge, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, doing very well. I'm a very proud sort of super fan at the moment because my very long-term crush, Donald Glover, not only is he now an esteemed, you know, comedy person, stand-up, or whether it be his music, now also a winner of, was it almost, I think it was best director for a comedy series and maybe even, I think it was best lead actor, outstanding lead actor in a comedy series for Atlanta. And not only that, first black person to ever win the best director for a comedy series in that category. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So he's picked up 2 Emmys now for the first season of Atlanta. He picked up 2 Golden Globes for the show at the start of the year. He probably win a Grammy. I think that's in his future. So he's closing in on the EGOT.
Yeah.
He started pretty nicely with these two out the gate. But yeah, look, definitely well-deserved. Atlanta's first season was phenomenal. And yeah, definitely a nice, I guess, boundary-breaking win, the fact that he was the first black man to win in that category. And I think the first black actor to win the best actor in a comedy field in like 40 years or
wow.
So. So obviously that's too long, but he is a deserving, performer to break that record.
You know what was interesting as well? When I was watching Atlanta, before I'd watched it, I remember there's this sort of, it was an Australian reviewer had got some early access to some of the episodes and was saying, oh, it's not, there's not enough punchlines, it's not really funny, it's sort of like drama, it's just, they were sort of like saying it wasn't that good, and I was a little bit worried going into it. But then looking at these series that were in for the, in terms of the best lead actor, you've got like Baskets with Zach Galifianakis, Aziz Ansari's Master of None, Transparent, Shameless, all of those, you wouldn't say that they're sort of super lighthearted, laugh a minute kind of thing. So is that like a, I guess, is that the trend at the moment, or is that just maybe where comedy's heading? I don't know.
No, look, it's a totally fair point. Comedy doesn't really mean what comedy necessarily meant 20, 30 years ago, or even 10 years ago, because all those shows you've mentioned kind of fall into the dramedy category. And there's been a lot of calls lately to divvy up, instead of drama and comedy, because these are the two kind of categories that Emmys compete for, or shows compete for at the Emmys, maybe it should be hour-longs and half-hours. And that way shows like Orange is the New Black and Atlanta and potentially even This Is Us or Better Call Saul, it's just a bit of an easier way to clarify these programs that do really kind of transverse different genres.
Yeah.
But I will say, Atlanta, perhaps because of those that very reason, it didn't win comedy series. It lost to Veep, which has won 3 years in a row, and Modern Family won, I think, 5 years in a row before that. So at the very least, in the comedy series category, whether the best show is winning or not is probably debatable, but people are still seeming to vote for what they think is the funniest in that category.
I got to ask as well, one of the shows that did quite well, Big Little Lies, but I don't know if you heard, Simon, there's a bit of a side controversy with this. Apparently, Nicole Kidman and her on-screen husband kissed on the lips in front of her real-life husband, Keith Urban. It's making headlines. Simon, what are your thoughts?
This is devastating for Keith Urban. This is devastating news. I'm just hearing about this. I did not see this kiss. I will say, though, that means it's an even better week for the Skarsgård, because Alexander Skarsgård won an Emmy for his work in Big Little Lies, and Bill Skarsgård is Pennywise in It, which is, breaking box office records. So good work, Skarsgård boys.
Well, I haven't actually ever seen Big Little Lies. Were you surprised that it has been doing so well? How well has it been doing numbers-wise?
Look, it is a really good show. I was a bit dubious when I started watching it, but it is so engrossing, and it's really anchored by these 5 really strong female lead performers. Nicole Kidman and Laura Dern both won. Reese Witherspoon and Shailene Woodley were also nominated, and Zoe Kravitz is in the show as well. It's definitely an engrossing series, and it's been such a water cooler kind of show that even though it won Outstanding Limited Series, which is the category where they have shows that are sort of just one-offs, right? There's actually rumors that they're kind of working and trying to develop a second season because it was so I guess, critically adored and ravenously adored by fans as well. So hard to know what the ratings actually were. It was a HBO show, and that's more of a paid subscriber model. So yeah. I'm sure it rated just fine. But I think networks like HBO in America kind of care more about getting the Emmys, getting subscribers, and I think Big Little Lies undeniably achieved that.
Yeah, right. Well, and the other one was The Handmaid's Tale, and there was one, Westworld. Both of those shows, I mean, maybe I'm just not across the TV that's popping at the moment, but that had like 22 nominations. Handmaid's Tale apparently did quite well. Surprise, not surprise. Should we be watching it? Like, should I go and check them out now, do you think?
Oh, look, I'll be very diplomatic here. I think Westworld's fine. I think it's fine. I don't think it's a drama series. It's like one of the five or six best drama series on TV at the moment. Mm. But it's good fun if you want to watch robots and humans interacting. The Handmaid's Tale, I think, is significantly better. And that kind of swept the drama categories. One outstanding drama series. Elizabeth Moss won Best Actress. Anne Dowd won Best Supporting Actress. One writing, one directing. So you must think, well, it must be pretty special, right? And obviously it's based on Margaret Atwood's classic novel, and it's a pretty good adaptation. I think it was a bit too long. I kind of got a bit tired of it, and then my interest kind of was reinvigorated in the last handful of episodes. Mm. But interestingly, this is a show that was based on a book, kind of does everything in the book, but is going to come back for a second season. And it's hard to know what's actually going to happen. We're effectively going to get a sequel to The Handmaid's Tale that no one really is prepared for. Mm. And so this could become a great show going forward. But right now, you may want to temper your expectations a little bit. It's a very good but not a great show.
Right. Well, look, I feel like I'm feeling very well-educated now in the terms of the world of the Grammys. I will say as well, I'm a fan of the show The Night Of, which, speaking of like second seasons and stuff, I think the way they've painted it would suggest there's not going to be a second season, which is kind of disappointing, but maybe, I don't know, I guess with those kind of things, it's almost you want to leave on a, there's a risk of coming back and then losing that magic, I guess, right? Like if you sort of cave into, like let's say you get a lot of Emmys and you think, oh, maybe we should, yeah, maybe let's just come back because we're doing so well, but then you sort of run that risk, I guess.
Totally. I think there's a benefit to being left wanting a little more. I don't know that I want to see, I mean, I do want to see Big Little Lies season two. I don't know if it's good for me because I may indeed ruin what came before it. That could be the same with The Night Of. I have to admit, I kind of tapped out of The Night Of fairly early,
right,
even though I do love Riz Ahmed, who did win an Emmy for his performance, and that's really well-deserved. But from what I hear about the ending of The Night Of, it's a little bit ambiguous. It sort of leaves things open. But again, maybe that's where you want things hanging, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, movies have to end at a certain point, and even though TV shows get resuscitated 20 years down the track, it seems nowadays, sometimes it's worthwhile putting a full stop at the end of the sentence.
Yeah, well, I guess we will have to wait and see. Simon, always a pleasure to chat to you. Thanks so much.
Likewise, thanks.